It's a funny word, ring fence. I asked Google for its definition and am told it simply means...
a fence completely enclosing a farm or piece of land.
However, I honestly can't remember the last time I heard someone use that term other than when referring to a government department's budget.
What are you doing in the garden, love?
I'm just ring-fencing the chickens.
Yeah, that's not so common. And today we're definitely using ring fence to describe those bits of government spending which are safe from being cut. Those departments that George Osborne has to leave well alone in his autumn statement. And here are the top five. In at number one.
The NHS.
No, hang on. It just feels wrong to use this music unless you're Tony Blackburn, and I'm not, so... Yeah, that'll do. In at number one.
The NHS.
The NHS budget is properly ring-fenced. More than that, NHS services in England have been promised an extra £3.8 billion next year and above inflation rise. It's part of the £8 billion extra a year promised to be in place by 2020. At number two.
Foreign aid.
This is full-on ring-fence. We're committed to spending 0.7% of our GDP on foreign aid. That's currently around £12 billion a year. Number three.
The defence budget.
It's been a tough few years at the MOD because there have been cuts. But now, in the latest defence review just this week, we've been told there will be an extra £12 billion of defence spending. It's not technically ring-fenced, but safe for now, and the Chancellor needs to keep his hands off it today. In at number four.
The schools budget.
The Conservatives made a pre-election promise or pledge or vow or whatever it was to protect spending on schools. This applies to education spending for children aged 4 to 16. The education budget more widely is less protected. Nursery and sixth form funding, for example, and further education colleges are very worried about budgets for adult learning. Finally, at number five.
Pensions.
Pensions, broadly speaking, are safe. In 2010, the Coalition brought in the triple lock. It sounds like a rap song or a security door or something, but the triple lock actually means the state pension goes up each year. Sorry, I've left my phone on. I better just take this. Hang on. Hello?
Oh, hello, it's Tony Blackburn here.
Oh, hello, Mr. Blackburn.
Yeah, I was just listening to you, and you've made a complete mess up of the rundown.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you've gone from one to five. I mean, for goodness sake, you build up the tension. You go from five to one. It's a complete disaster.
How embarrassing.
No, I'm sorry. I hope you don't take it badly, but it had to be said.
So, anyway, something like half of all public spending is ring-fenced, which leaves other departments quaking in their boots when the Chancellor comes looking for cuts. The police are extremely worried for their budget. The social care system is desperate for more money from local councils. And as for the welfare budget, what will the Chancellor propose after his cuts to tax credits were thrown back at him?